All right, we are here with Karen Kuhn. She is the academic,
academic administrative assistant.
Okay, AAA.
There you go.
All right, we are here with Karen Kuhn. She is the academic administrative assistant here at BYU-Idaho and also this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you for having me.
So first, I just want to ask you, talk to me a little bit about what inspired your talk, your devotional.
Well, I started out with a whole different topic. And it was a topic that I thought of. And I was trying to go along that route, and it just didn't work. Nothing came. And in my talk that I give, I tell what happened. I had strong promptings to take a picture of a flower. That led into other promptings to look up one of my ancestors' stories. And lo and behold, it all tied together. And it was really unusual for me to do what I was doing.
No, and you talk about that. Everyone kind of goes through a different kind of devotional writing process. What is your process normally? And you talked a little bit about how this differed, but having have a different experience, what did you learn about that process? Does that make sense?
A little bit. I started out with an outline. With the original topic that I was going to speak on, but the Lord had something else in mind. And it's far better than anything that I could have wrote on my own. And I learned so much from that process that I need to rely on Him and the Spirit to guide me more. And know that there are things that there are things that can be taught that I'm not even aware I have the potential to teach, you know. So this whole process was really rewarding because I learned so much more than I probably will ever be able to teach.
When you look at your devotional topic, what are some things that you learned writing this that maybe you hadn't considered before?
Well, I always have loved family history. I've taken a lot of classes in that field, and I've always been drawn toward my ancestors. And I wasn't planning on speaking on family history at all. That wasn't my topic at the very beginning. But I was led to an ancestor and was prompted to read more about her and to really dig deep into her history. And by doing that, I found a rich abundance of traits, personality traits that I can draw from. And since then, I've thought, well, if she can do this, if she can go through the trials that she went through, the heartaches that she went through, then I can go through the trials that I have also. And so that's my hope and my message is that when we look at our ancestors' life stories and really dig deep and understand what their surroundings that they're going through, what the world's going through at the time, what why they've chose certain things in their life, what religion they've chose, whatever, if we really dig deep, we can draw from that and realize that we're not a whole lot different. We can have courage. We can have faith. We can keep going, even if it feels impossible sometimes. And they relied on the Lord, and we can rely on the Lord. And that's what it takes. It kind of takes a leap of faith. But I think looking at their lives helps us to realize that.
And, you know, some people, we hear the word family history, and there's kind of a glazed look that hits about 90% of the people in the room. If someone is grappling with not having that spark for family history, maybe doesn't even know that they want that, or feels like they want it and can't quite get there, what would you say to them about how to get that spark for family history?
I think what did it for me is I just wanted to know more. In my instance, that my ancestors had their temple work done. But I wanted to know who they were, what their lives were like, what made them come to this country, why would they leave their country and come to this country? Then once they got here, what was it like for them? You know, how did they provide a living for their families? What they went through? And I think when we have the desire to know more about them, it will happen. The first thing is to get the desire to know. Because anything that you desire, you usually strive after. And so their stories are there waiting for us to learn more about. And once we do that, the blessings are just amazing.
You know, a lot of us look at family history in the retrospective way, but we are also, we are our own family history right now. How does gaining an appreciation for family history for you help you better take care of your right now family history?
Yeah, it's interesting through this whole process of writing this talk, the one takeoff that I've gotten that I feel is a very main message of my talk is, what will our personal life story be? Will we be a story of inspiration to our posterity? Will we be stories of faith and dedication to the Lord? And there's something to looking at their life stories and realizing, you know, someday somebody's going to be looking at my life, and what is it going to read like? And that might change your path completely by realizing that, and you might decide that, hey, I've got to go down a different path than what I'm going right now.
You know, often when we write talks for sacrament meeting or, you know, whatever we're asked to do, things just don't make the cut for one reason or another. Is there anything you wanted to include in your talk that maybe you didn't get to?
No, not necessarily. I hope that I've captured everything that I felt the Lord wanted me to say, the most important stuff, and that I feel a lot of peace with what has come and what I've decided to say, and I've had a lot of help from Him, and I'm just relying on Him at this point and hoping that the message that He gave me will be as important to those receiving it as it was to me.
Wonderful. And just one last question. What does family history mean to you personally?
I have caught the spirit of Elijah, and I caught it many years ago from a man in my ward that challenged me to look into family history. And I probably didn't have the best attitude at the time, but he had a lot of patience, and he sat me down, showed me how to start family history, how to look at it, and the spirit of Elijah is very contagious. And once we have that desire, once we see the great peace and blessings that comes from doing it, you can't go back. It's so rewarding. It's a lifelong experience, and you just hope and pray that your children have the same desire, and your posterity has the same desire.
Wonderful. Well, we have been here with Karen Kuhn. She is the Academic Administrative Assistant for BYU-Idaho, and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.